Here's a really good question from Jessica Barton. Jessica asks, how would you respond to an agnostic who says, there's no way to know God's will because of all the people who think they are following God's will, they also do bad things? How is a member of ISIS killing people not God's will when some of the kings in the Old Testament were ordered by God to kill all the inhabitants of whole cities? Thanks.
Amen. And the answer is this. We can, in fact, know who the spokesman for God is on this planet. It is true that in Old Testament times, we had a different covenant, a different dispensation. I like to think of it this way. You know, St. Irenaeus, when he was responding to Marcion, made this point. Because Marcion, was one of those who posited this idea that the God of the Old Testament is so different than the New. They're actually different gods, right? St. Irenaeus says this, that it's not that God changed between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's we changed. God deals with his people in different ways over the eons of time, similar to how I will deal with my 12-year-old Timmy very differently than I deal with my 21-month-old Anthony. Hey, I remembered their names, Patrick.
Proud of you.
And if you deal with your, let's say, 2 or 3-year-old the same way you deal with your 17-year-old and vice versa, you're going to have a real mess. All right, so as a matter of history, God dealt with ancient peoples differently than what he deals with us today. But over the centuries, God helps them, and that's part of the grace of the sacrament, or I should say the grace that came with the Old Covenant before the institution of the New Testament and sacraments. God, in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, says this, God, who in various and partial ways spoke through his prophets, now finally has spoken through a son.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he gave partial revelation. He met people where they are. And for our questioner, you have to remember that God established things in perfection with Adam and Eve in the garden. They rejected that. And with the advent of sin and the degradation that came with sin, that's where God has to deal with man in a very different way. Because he doesn't want to overwhelm our freedom. He allows man to fall into all sorts of sins, respecting their freedom. But then he comes and he begins to give them. You know, he gives a word to Abraham. He gives a word to Moses. He gives a word to the prophets and elevates the conversation until finally the coming of Jesus Christ. So that we can know that today, no, we cannot do things that were done in the Old Testament. Like, how about stoning people to death for adultery? Jesus made quite clear in John chapter 8 with the woman caught in adultery. That's a no-go. In fact, the entire old law is gone. We have a new priesthood, a new law, as Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 and 12 says. It says, if perfection came through the Levitical priesthood, what further need was there that another priest should be called and arise after the order of Melchizedek and not after the order of Aaron? For where there is a change in priesthood, there is of necessity a change in law. So notice, we have a new law now in the New Testament that comes through Jesus Christ and his church, so that we can know now that it is never okay in any circumstance whatsoever to directly and immediately kill an innocent human being. Whereas in the Old Covenant, different dispensation, God used his prophets, God used his people even to take the lives of innocent human beings. Yes, God can do that because the Lord is the giver of life. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so then he could, in fact, use instruments to do that. We know in the New Covenant, that's a no-go. We cannot, the church teaches us. God does not use instruments to take the life of the innocent. So I guess in a nutshell, what you have to understand is you need, if you want the answer to your question, you need to listen to what God is saying through his spokesman on this earth. And today, that is the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church gives you the answer to your question. No longer can anyone in any situation directly, immediately, and purposefully take the life of an innocent.
Thank you, Tim Staples.
Hey, that's... I wish we had a whole radio show to deal with that last question, but hey, it's great to be with you,
maybe
buddy.
We will, my friend. Maybe
yes.
We will.